It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it's tea time. I gotta check in this Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith because she gets some juicy interviews. She just sat down with T.I. and his wifey, Teeny. Is it Teeny or Tiny?
Tiny.
Tiny?
Teeny's his ex. This is embarrassing.
This is Tiny. And they talked about their marriage struggles.
I know that you guys went through a really tough time. You put divorce papers in. Twice.
Yeah, the first time we couldn't get the papers to
them. Hey, listen. They got a job to do. They got a job to do. I got a job to do.
They couldn't catch him.
You had the wrong people. Yeah, I'm not finna do your job for you. She kept calling me saying, will you please let these people give you these papers? For what? Let them do their job.
Right. That's the thing. You have to be served divorce papers. You have a bunch of options through the mail. An officer can deliver. And then there's one that's like very intense if you have an officer like on...
I want my wife, Lindsay, if she ever decides to divorce me, I want a cop to come to the studio and like come in while we're
mounted
on the air.
On a horse.
Yeah, don't come on like in studio when it's like 10:01. Do it live on the air. I want ratings.
You want the drama.
I do. Have them tase me too.
They also said that they struggled getting back to normal after he got out of prison, but here they are going strong. Well, Jay Leno not commenting on a Korean joke apparently he made. Okay, so this has been all over the place. Gabrielle Union was fired from America's Got Talent. Now, she is kind of saying one of the points was when Jay Leno was a guest and he made an inappropriate comment, a joke about a Korean restaurant. Now, paparazzi's trying to get him to comment, but he just commented on her.
I love Gabrielle Union. She's a great girl. I really enjoyed working with her. She's really good.
Do you think she was treated fairly, though?
I don't know. But I think she's a great girl.
Now, Howard Stern also taking aim at Simon Cowell. Okay, he's saying that he's setting the straight, saying the men on the show, no matter how ugly they are, how old they get, talentless, they stay on the show. But it's obvious that Simon Cowell keeps switching out the females to get hotter and younger female judges, which if you really have looked at the panel, you're like, yes, this kind of makes sense. Someone who also despises Simon Cowell, apparently, is Kid Rock.
Simon Cowell, this thinks he's the greatest A&R guy alive. I'd love nothing more. God, I wish I was 25 again. If I was 25, I would walk up, punch that mother right in the eye.
Why? What did he do?
That's
wrong?
Howard.
Just for the way he looks.
You don't like it.
Nothing about him. Slimy.
Have you ever met him anywhere?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Kid Rock hates everybody. He hates Oprah. He hates the chicks on The View. Simon Cowell.
He just does not care. Well, Brad Pitt does care. He is looking for a new lady. I'm sure a few ears just perked up, but he says, ladies, warning though, I'm not always easygoing.
There's a lot still to, I guess, put in place. Listen, I don't know what the future is just yet. There's still things that have to, I guess, be answered for me individually.
So he says, hey, I do. I'm human. I lose it at times. And I'm not all the time easygoing and chill as I appear. I don't care.
You
He's
look
like throwing
it.
Red flags out and I'm just dodging them. It's Brad Pitt.
To be fair, it's like to know like between him and Angelina Jolie, like they're probably both like a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, who's the crazier one? Why did the relationship not work? I don't know. Do they still have like 20 kids?
They do. All I know is Brad Pitt is like a fine wine. He gets better with age.
Okay. I also know it sounds like Mackenzie's an alcoholic this morning. I agree, though. He is like a good Merlot, is he not? Hey, coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, I tried. I had something planned out for, I think, a month and a half, and poof, blew up in my face last night.
No.
And I'm telling you right now, she's not coming on. I tried to. My wife, Lindsay, says this is my fault. But I talked to my buddy, Chad, who helped me plan this out. And I want to talk to you guys, too. I'll give you the whole scenario. This is my wife's fault. And I think my wife needs to change her plans now. I had a big surprise. And now it's ruined.
Aw, for who? For Lindsay?
Yes. I actually tried to be a good husband. We're going to get into it in less than 10 minutes. I really want you to be part of this. So make sure you have our number. 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.